When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, turn the notifications on. Also, make sure you subscribe to Off the Floor. That's where you can communicate with Heat fans and us all day long. We'll be restarting the Q&As there this week. Also, you can suggest episodes to us. Get off of Twitter, particularly during election season. $2.99 per month. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, includes our friends over at Prize Picks, legal again in the state of Florida. We've seen a lot more signups lately because football season is starting. Get in there now. They're offering all kinds of great promotions. They even got this thing where Caleb Williams, every single game this season, half a passing yard. You better go over that for the Bears' sake. Anyway, you can play that with something else. Try to win big at Prize Picks. Use the code 5. They've got a new promotion. $5. You play first time, they give you 50. So that's pretty cool. They're giving you a 10-to-1 bonus there. Again, prizepicks.com. Use the code FIVE. Again, that's 5, FIVE. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me, Ethan J. Skolnick, and at Five Reasons Sports, I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We'll be mixing in other episodes as we go, as we lead up to training camp. We're actually, today is what, today the 30th?
31st.
So we are actually less than a month away from Media Day. A month away from Media Day, which is September 30th. And the team's going to go to the Bahamas. They're going to be down the street from the Sixers. They're going to be at the Bahamar, and the Sixers are going to be at Atlantis, which is where the Heat used to go. Of course, the Heat go every other season now, pretty much. You're only allowed to go every other preseason overseas. Which, not overseas. It's a little 45-minute flight. Anyway, Greg and I are getting back to our list, though. And as we mix in other episodes here in the podcast, and also make sure you check out the other things we put on here, such as Matt Hanifin and Major Passons do a great job covering the Skyforce, which really nobody else is doing. And they really break it down. Of course, these are the players we're going to be talking about in the future for the Heat in a lot of cases. And we put that here on the podcast feed as well. So make sure you check that out when we post it. But we're getting back to our list. Top 40 players in Miami Heat history. Of course, the only criteria here is it's what they did for the Heat. Anything else is kind of up to our sensibilities of the day, which is how we've ended up with some of the picks that we have. Let me see if I can remember all of these offhand. I'm not really sure. My memory's not so good these days. All right. Number one, Dwayne Wade. Number two, LeBron James. Number three, Jimmy Butler. Number four, Alonzo Mourning. Number five, Chris Bosh. Number six, Shaquille O'Neal. Number seven, Tim Hardaway. I'm not looking at a list right now. Number eight, Bam Adebayo. Number nine, very controversial, Goran Dragic. I think I got caught up in the moment of his farewell game that he had last week. Number 10, Udonis Haslem. Some felt he should have been higher. Number 11, Glenn Rice. Number 12, Eddie Jones. Number 13, Jamal Mashburn. Number 14, Mario Chalmers. Number 15, Shane Battier. Number 16, Tyler Hero. Does anybody remember number 17? Do you remember number 17?
P.J. Brown.
P.J. Brown. There we go. Okay, that'll trigger me. All right, number 17, P.J. Brown. Number 18, Brian Grant. Number 19,
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
And then 20, Lamar Odom.
20, Lamar Odom. 21, Ronnie Cicely. 22, Duncan Robinson. Number 23, Dan Marley. And number 24, may he rest in peace, Anthony Mason. Yeah, not totally crazy. I think you got caught up a little bit. Like, I might have gotten caught up with a couple earlier. All right, so now we've arrived at 25. And I'm going to try to do this in a similar way where we kind of break down guys at a certain position so we can determine whether or not they – and it's my turn, actually. What we decided to do was kind of rotate it now where you go, I go, you go, I go, you go, I go. So you went last with 24. So I'm next. So I get 25 and 27 today. We'll take a look at – there's two different categories I'm looking at here. I'm looking at point guards. I'm looking at role players. It's kind of where we're at. Okay. So, at the point guard position, we've already taken we've got Dragic, we got Hardaway, we got Dragic, we got Chalmers, right? Those are the three.
You're right.
That we picked. Okay. So now you've got a guy in Jason Williams who wasn't here very long, but did have a moment. We talked about that. The Detroit game was a moment that helped them advance against a team that they were. That was the team in the way at the time. In the Eastern Conference. And he had a tremendous game. And again, it's just one game, but he had a tremendous game. He played three seasons in Miami. He shot 41% from the field, averaged 10 points, 5 assists. I've always said that, like, basically they coached all the white – they coached all the chocolate out of the white chocolate, basically. Like, they just – he was very bland in Miami a number of different ways, with the media, with on the court, but, like, in a good way in the sense of he fit – what they wanted him to do, to the point that they had trouble getting some of the creativity out of him, with the exception of specific flourishes. It was like he was doing like some street ball stuff in place. Okay. He wasn't the guy we saw in Sacramento. But he contributed to a championship. Like, he was a starter on a championship. And for that very reason, I have him ahead of Gary Payton in Miami, because Jason started. Gary didn't start. Now, Gary made a huge shot. Gary is a better player in the collective, you know, history of the NBA, obviously. Gary's a top 10 point guard, in my view. But at the time he came to Miami, like, he was 10 years later than they really wanted him. And he just fit a role, and credit to him. And, you know, and the other thing about Gary was, you know, we talk about Jay Will and some attitude. Gary, you know, that was a tough team to manage. Like, that's, you know, that came in. That's why it was a great coaching job, is because there were some personalities. I mean, Udonis will say that's the craziest team he ever played with. And it is remarkable that they kept it together. But the Payton story that I always tell, or Sedano always tells, or Mike Wallace always tells, is that we were in Chicago after they won a title the next year. Remember, they got destroyed the next year in the first round, and that's when Pat clapped them off the court. Like, but it was kind of appreciation, but it also for us came off as, I don't know, he didn't mean it that way, but it could have been sarcastic, because they really kind of quit that year. Like, I remember writing a column when they were down 3-0 in this series, like, show some freaking pride, you're the champions. They didn't. Okay, Luol Deng just took them out. But when they were in Chicago in that series, I was with Mike Wallace, and who covered the Heat for a while. He's now in Memphis. And of course, George Sedano, who works for ESPN. And Gary came through the tunnel, and he was like talking to the crowd. He's like, I got my my two MFing rings. I got my MFing ring. I got my, like, it was like they were done. Okay. At that point. And so again, and Gary's performance that year kind of reflected it. So I can't put Gary ahead of Jay Will, even though Jay Will cratered a little bit. But then there's also, like, Kyle Lowry did some decent things in Miami, right?
Mm-hmm. Anthony Carter, too.
Anthony Carter, our guy Norris Cole, who was a backup on championship teams. If I was to say to you, before we kind of go further here, if you were to rank where we should have some of the other point guards, Terry Rozier's career is yet to be written here in Miami. But, like, if we were to rank some of the others, if I was to say to you, Payton, Lowry, Jay Will, Norris Cole, and you mentioned another one. I'm sorry.
Anthony Carter.
Who won a playoff series as a starter.
And Sherman Douglas, if we're really going to get all of them on the page.
Well, Sherman actually is on Sean Rochester's list already. He was in the top 24, but never obviously playoffs. But I mean, he was one of the more exciting players they had early on in their history. How would you rank? Who would be first among those?
I think you, for the reasons you spoke about, I think this is where Jason Williams starts to make some sense. I don't know, the game three shot from Gary Payton is a bigger moment than any moment Jay Will had, but you're right. Jay Will, like, how can we get through the first 30 and don't peg all the starters from the title teams? Like, I feel like that's part, like, that's a huge milestone for the franchise. It was their first championship. You didn't think it was going to come together, and it finally did. Jay Will did have those moments. So I think Jay Will slots ahead of Anthony Carter, ahead of Norris, ahead of Sherman Douglas. I was just trying to get all those names out there. I think
– No, we should. We should.
Jay Will makes sense at the top of the list, though.
Okay. All right. So I agree with you, by the way. So that's – okay. So that's where I'm at. Now, looking at the role guys, you mentioned the starters on the championship team. Or poor contributors to championship teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Who made a bigger contribution? James Posey, Antoine Walker, Chris Anderson.
Wow. I'm going to say it's really tough to bet against Birdman here because of what he did and how that team ascended with him in place. But Antoine Walker was kind of billed as the third guy on that team. So I mean, I know that there were varying degrees of third guy moves from Twan at that stage, but I kind of feel like he was kind of thought of to be in that role. He was paid like he was supposed to be the third guy on that team at the time. I think maybe I lean for the very short time, Antoine, Birdman, and then – who was the other guy that you said?
Posey.
Posey third out of the three, which is crazy because he had a good run, but I just feel like it was a little bit less impactful overall than maybe those other two guys.
Okay, and now then we're going to go through our four because you feel like our four are going to come from this list somewhere. Who had a bigger impact in Miami among some of these undrafteds? Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent.
I would think Caleb has the edge because of a game seven and the way that he played. The other two guys are not factoring in for me. They just, I just feel like it was too short lived and they moved on. For me, they're not on the radar up this high.
And one more, and then I'm going to actually give you a name here from this list. Caron Butler, Steve Smith, Josh Richardson.
Yeah. This is also when I think Caron and Steve Smith specifically need to probably start to get considerable consideration.
Okay. All right. So these are some of the names we've been talking about. Excuse me. And now we'll lay it out. I'm going to go, this is really tough. And we are in this really, we're in this tough space here because anybody we talk about, there's going to be a demerit. Or there's going to be a reason, but I'm gonna go with Jay Will here. I'm gonna go with Jay Will here, and it's because when we talk about the Heat and kind of what they embody or supposed to embody, it's you go all in to try to win a title, like you sacrifice yourself to try to make it work. And I was someone who was very much against the Jay Will move. I just Sedano still holds it over my head. Literally I was at the press conference when they got to the finals that year, beat Detroit. And I sat because I actually would come the next day if I was wrong. And I literally sat there in the front row and Pat called me out during the presser. We weren't supposed to be here. Right. And looked right at me. Because I hated the trades in the 05 offseason. And maybe I was just too partial to Eddie and didn't sort of see, look, this was as far as it was going to go with Eddie. But I was like, how are they going to manage this? And like, I felt sort of justified early on because it was almost seemed like impossible to manage, which was one of many, many reasons that Stan was no longer the head coach because of all the personalities on it. But it worked. And a large reason it worked was because J. Will did what they wanted him to do. And he was a very good backcourt mate to Dwayne during that period of time. And again, he won a title. And I just feel like if there's going to be a tiebreaker here at this point, being a starter on a title team, you're correct, is there. Look, Karan is seriously in my thinking now, because I kind of feel like he was the start of the way back for them with what he did. And also, obviously, there's a lot of affection for him in the organization and the fact that he's now back. But to me, this actually comes down to J. Will or Chris Anderson. And for right now, I'll go with J. Will at 25. I think people forget, even though he only shot 41%, like he made a lot of important plays for them that year, and he fit into the grander program, I think, better than a lot of us anticipated.
Agree. Another guy that is a long-standing Heat lifer that at some point will start to get consideration is Keith Askins. I think that
yes,
even though he had the less contribution on the court, he was one guy that stuck through the Riley rebuilds and stuff like that. So he's an interesting name as well. The early Heat players, Grant Long hasn't made it onto the list yet, so that's another name I'm considering here. But not to be anticlimactic, this is where I'm slotting in Birdman. I think it just makes a ton of sense. So you were thinking aligned where I was. Just that team being as historic as it is, particularly for Miami, and what he did to contribute to winning, the kind of injection of life that he brought to the team. We talked about the vertical spacing, the attitude, kind of the cult fan base that built around Birdman, and you started seeing people come to the games with Mohawks and stuff like that. I just think that he was definitely a cultural phenomenon for Miami for a little bit there, and they did a ton of winning. So I'll go with Birdman.
Yeah, I would have too. And the other thing about it is, like, I remember when he missed the game in Indiana and he had to stay back in the hotel because some kind of, I forgot what altercation it was during that particular series when they would get into the Pacers. Like, we were writing, like, how are they going to replace him? Like, they what he was offering them, and he was a godsend for them in so many ways. We were, I think, before they signed him, they were doing a lot of investigation on him because there was some stuff that was out there at the time. They were able to clear all of it, but they did their due diligence on it, okay? Like, they did a lot of work on it. And so we kind of knew that behind the scenes they were doing that stuff, and that's why he hadn't signed yet. But I remember they were on a road trip. They were getting destroyed on the boards. And I think we were in Portland, and LeBron did one of his passive aggressive things with us. Like, we had a handful of reporters there, and he's like, we have enough, basically. But we knew, by the way, he was saying it, that they didn't have enough. They were getting destroyed, destroyed on the boards. And it wasn't just the rebound he brought, but you mentioned it was the energy. Like, that team was like a very, I mentioned, not that Bird's not a smart guy, because he is in his own way, but it was like an intellectual group, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't have a lot of color to them. And like, Birdman added like this flourish, like he was like, the splash of paint, at the end. And you mentioned the fans got into him, and he played a role perfectly. Like, you could make an argument he should be higher on this list. Honestly, you can make an argument because what, 37-3? Like 37-3, like that's crazy. Like, after he came in, and it was not pure coincidence. It was like, okay, we've got our guy to play these minutes off the bench. And he didn't try to do anything out of his space. He didn't. Like, he wasn't there trying to shoot 18-foot jumpers or anything like that. It was just run hard, jump, okay, catch lobs, and just create havoc. And that's, he did it. He was like a Rodman character for them. And like, they needed that kind of player. A lot of championship teams do. So I'm with you on that one. All right, we'll get to 27 and 28. When we come back, before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Also, I want to mention, if you want to sponsor Five on the Floor this upcoming season, if your business does, we only got a couple slots left. We appreciate the community jumping out here, and we're finalizing some things for the season, but we can find room for you somewhere. We can always create more content. Alex is going to get mad at me for that. I'll be sending him more podcasts to edit, but if you're interested, reach out to me on the Five Reasons Sports Twitter by DM, and we'll get you settled there. But we do want to mention a longtime sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You always appreciate them. You'll appreciate them too if you have a leak in your home or your business. Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com, your one-stop water and mold cleanup shop. They can bring you through the entire process. Again, if you have a leak, reach out to them immediately. If you haven't and there's damage, they'll go through the process. They'll get it cleaned up for you. Based in Boca Raton, service the entire Tri-County area. Michael Robert and his team. They got more than 100 five-star reviews on Google. There's a reason for it. They're honest contractors. Those are hard to find. So WCUFL.com, Water Cleanup of Florida. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FiveFloor, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, now where are we? 27. And again, you mentioned on the undrafteds, to me, Caleb has the moment. It's not just the moment. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. So he's kind of in my thinking here. Posey, I mentioned, as someone who, kind of comes into that place for me, because it's funny, we talk about Walker and Posey, and it's an interesting debate on who was more important for them. I will say they kept going back to Posey.
That's true.
Like they were rotating the threes on that team, and
Posey closed, Antoine started,
right? And that's more important, right, for this particular team. Like Posey was the lockdown guy for that team against some of the better wings. Now Walker was kind of more of a luxury player. It was kind of like, if you got, we always talk about the third guy, he was the third scorer. It was kind of like, okay, if you got 17 or 18 from him, but people wanted him to be kind of what he was in Boston, and that was not really the role for him with Miami. And again, I give him credit for fitting into it enough to win a title. The one thing I'll say about Jay Will I forgot to mention was, again, when they won the title, this is how things were. Jay Will was, I was, you know, after you had the 15 strong cards all over the floor and soaked in champagne and everything, and in Dallas, and Zoe was giving a 32-minute answer to one question, and everything else was going on, Dwayne and Shaq with the trophies, you had Jay Will spraying reporters with champagne, screaming, "I'm not an effing cancer. I'm not an effing cancer." So maybe that's why Jay Will sticks out to me more than Antoine just said. Antoine Posey just said, "I'm going to drink until training camp." And he did, because he and Posey came back to camp out of shape. And he ended up getting fined by Pat. That was cutthroat Pat days. I put Posey ahead of Walker. Okay. But I'm not ready to go to either of them just yet. I'm going to go with Karan. And I think it's tempered a little bit by the fact that, not just that he was traded before he kind of blossomed into sort of a borderline all-star type player, and he did make all-star team, but also the season that we think about as being so exciting, that 2003-04 season, Karan was hurt for a lot of it, but he also had a game. He had a big game in, it might've been the New Orleans series. I think it was the first series. He had a big, which kind of reminded you of, like, okay, this is the talent that they drafted. And, you know, he was, again, the 10th pick in the draft. And that pick did get them back going again, because that year before was really bland. Like, it was it's like a forgotten Heat year. Like, a bunch of guys who, like, wait, who he play for? Like, you know, that thing that Shaq and Barkley do, like, who he play for? Like, you had a lot of those guys, Travis Best, Cedric Ceballos, Jimmy Jackson, et cetera, on that team. Okay, and it was like, all right, we're doing this to go rebuild through the draft. And then, you know, a player who was supposed to be top five, who was, you know, a high-end player at Connecticut, slips to them at 10. And he was just a high character, and it just felt like the program was fresh again. They didn't win much that next year, him and Eddie trying to carry things, but... I'm going to give it to him. And I know some may look at this and say, well, Steve Smith, you know, even Josh played maybe more of a role on better teams than Caron did. But I'm going to go with Caron. I just think he's such a part of the fabric of the Heat organization at this point. There's a reason they loved him so much, didn't really want to trade him. I'll put him at 27.
I think that's smart. I distinctly remember coming off that season where it was like, all those guys you mentioned. I remember LaFonso Ellis was on that team. It was just, it was a team where Heat fans didn't have anyone on the roster that they could, like, invest real emotional attachment to. You kind of thought that team was just going to come and go. And then Caron was drafted, and it felt like he was the first player of the start of something new, to your point. It was like you kind of had a new best player was around, and he wasn't around long, and Dwayne obviously ascended above him, but I think that's a smart pick there. Another guy that you mentioned briefly there that I think has to probably start to get serious consideration, even though it was before winning, but just statistically, Steve Smith really was a really good player. They made a controversial trade at the time. So he's someone that I give a lot of consideration to here. This is also where it gets interesting with Grant Long because of his tenure. Yeah. So like that's another name that is interesting. But right now for me, if we're going to head in a different direction, I start to think through moments, and the bigger they are, the better they are. And Mike Miller had a really big moment and also was brought to Miami to be kind of the highest level role player other than the big three along with Udonis Haslem, losing his shoe, all the stuff related to that team and that run, and him having an epic performance in the finals. I'm putting Mike Miller up next.
This is sentimental for me because I really, you know, I like Mike a lot, and I you know, and again, you mentioned it. He was brought in to be the fourth guy, really. I mean, that's kind of the way this thing was structured. I just wish he'd been healthier. I wish he'd been healthier. Because you saw the flashes of what he could still do. He couldn't really move at that point. But you're right, he had moments. You know, I think we're at the point now where how many have we got from the big three teams? We've got, we took Shane. Beyond big three, obviously. Shane, Ray,
Birdman,
UD, Birdman,
and the big
Mike.
Three.
Right. I guess the only one who is a core rotation player we haven't had yet is Norris, right? Is that correct? I'm trying to think off the bench. Oh, and Joel.
Yeah.
And Joel. No, I like it just because I'm sentimental towards Mike. And again, he had the moment. He fans also were furious when he was amnestied.
That's true.
So were some Heat players. I'll close with this, and I know we're gonna get from the pre Riley people. We're gonna get some pushback on this, and I do think that a couple of the pre Riley guys are gonna pop on the next episode because I actually thought Grant Long would go by now. I did by 28, and I considered him a number of different times because he was kind of UD before UD. Just a giveaway. I mean, if he ain't 29 for you, he's gonna be 30 for me probably. I think we're getting close to that.
I'm thinking like that for Steve Smith. So we're kind of
Steve is probably the best player, I guess, other than Gary. And I guess Kyle Lowry's gonna be a Hall of Famer too.
I just won't be able to go there, but we're telegraphing our next picks.
I mean, are we going to end up doing like 39? Like, is 39, 40 are going to be what? Whiteside and Lowry or Whiteside and Beasley or something?
You'll have to do both of those.
I know. You know what? We'll bring on Alex to do Beasley at 40. I'm okay with Mike Miller because I don't know, because I'm fond of Mike Miller and he had the moments. And I don't think any Heat fan's going to complain about that. So we're good with it. All right, we'll be back 29 through 32. Yes. We'll do one for the old heads coming back with that one. Thanks to our sponsors, Water Cleanup and also Prize Picks. Use the code 5.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.